Hey, welcome back to How to Be a Productive Board Member. In this session, we're going to focus on maximizing leadership capacity. Let's start by talking about the leader's capacity as a leader. The leader of the organization, the CEO or the president, the chief executive officer, the executive director of a not-for-profit, the senior pastor, whoever that senior leader is. Let's talk about their leadership capacity and how, as a productive board member, part of our role is to help that person maximize their leadership. In order to maximize someone's leadership, it helps to know their strengths and weaknesses. So in my role as a board member, I'm always watching the leaders that I serve, watching for what they do well, watching for what they don't do well, and watching for what they don't do at all. That allows me to then come alongside of them and maximize their strengths and compensate for their weaknesses and fill in the gaps that we're not addressing. So let's start with the leader's strengths. So President Reininga at Christian Leaders, a highly effective leader, very talented, very gifted. In an earlier session, I talked about four chairs of leadership on a board, the wealth chair, the woo chair, the wisdom chair, and et cetera. And, President Reininga fills almost all of those chairs with his gifts and abilities. A very gifted leader, and most ministry leaders have some powerful strengths. And the Lord has used those strengths and those gifts and those abilities to give the vision and then grow an organization, start a ministry, plant a church. And so knowing those strengths helps me as a board member to maximize those strengths. And what do I mean by maximizing those strengths? I want to help that leader use those strengths. And by maximize, I mean use them as often as possible. We don't want to distract the leader from staying in the lane where their strengths are used. If we ask the leader to do something that they're not gifted at, or it's not in the area of their strength, sometimes you need to do that, but typically we'd look for another board member, another staff member to take up that project or that task. So we want to keep the leader operating in the area of highest function, making room for their strengths. We also want to compensate for their weaknesses. If there are things that we know are falling through the cracks because of the leader's weaknesses, we hire someone or we task someone with addressing those things, and we don't focus on trying to build the leader's weaknesses into strengths. We want to just maximize those strengths. There may be a time and a place where a leader is burdened with improving one of their weaknesses, but we leave that between them and the Lord. We want to maximize their strengths as a board. It's what brought them here. We want them to shine. We want them to succeed. And so maximizing their strengths, making room for their strengths, compensating for their weaknesses, being a productive board member, looking for these things, and recognizing the opportunities to compensate for the weaknesses. What are we going to do as a board to keep this leader from being distracted by an area where their weaker skills are being used and it's taking them away from their strength? And then finally, a question that every productive board member can ask before going into any board meeting or any conversation with the chief officer of the corporation, and that question is, how do I help this leader succeed? We want to be board members that the chief executive officer looks forward to talking to, right? We want to be a blessing to them. Now, it doesn't mean that every conversation will be a tremendous blessing. Sometimes there are difficult conversations that are necessary. Sometimes there are challenges that are faced. Sometimes, you know, leaders are human and they make mistakes. And so we have to walk through those seasons with leaders who stumble or leaders who have challenges, or the ministry has a challenge, the board member has a challenge. But through all of that, how do I help this leader succeed in accomplishing the mission of this organization? This is the attitude of a productive board member, maximizing leadership capacity. Let's review the points from this session. To maximize leadership capacity, we know the leader's strengths and weaknesses. We make room for the strengths, we compensate for the weaknesses, and we ask ourselves the question, how do I help this leader succeed? Thanks for watching this session. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.